You're listening to SBS News.
In the lakeside town of Rabua in the Kisumu region of Kenya, mourners are paying their last respects to a loved one. But not all of those crying for the dead are family and friends. Some are complete strangers who've been paid to grieve. Funerals in Western Kenya are deeply rooted in culture, and professional mourners are common in the Luo community. According to Victor Uma, a professional mourner, the gig offers an honest source of income in a country where job opportunities are scarce.
It is difficult to find a job in Kenya. However, we decided to take advantage of funerals since they occur regularly. We thought it would be a great venture and would enable us to earn an income away from crime and idleness.
The hired mourners begin their duties when the body leaves the mortuary. They wail and sing dirges until the body is buried. Professional mourner Francis Oyu says they operate as a business, and the service can include catering, tents, as well as mourners.
At times, a person has no family but has money, and at least they need somebody or people to come and be with them, stand with them, so that they can give their loved one better send-off. It comes to a point where they'll need professional mourners, and that is where we come in.
For Georgina Atieng, the niece of the deceased being honoured, professional mourners were necessary as her late uncle did not have an immediate family of his own.
In our culture as Luos, we believe that if somebody is dead, if you don't give him a good send-off, his spirit might hover around and maybe haunt some people, like the children or maybe even the family members. So if we give him a good send-off, we believe that the spirit is happy.
A crowded funeral procession is seen as a status symbol in the Luo community. Ahead of the funeral, the paid mourners are briefed about the life of the deceased. Willis Amondi is the manager of the professional mourners. For them, he says, emotions come easily.
We don't have to be related to the person. We only have to get the feeling that a human being is dead, and then we start to cry with the thinking, if it were my relative. That is how it comes, that we can mourn someone who does not have, who we are not related to.
Owar Alonga, a professor of anthropology at the University of Nairobi, says there's been a rise in the use of professional mourners, which reflects broader societal changes in Kenya.
Urbanization has sort of replaced our traditional roles. The traditions in which you had sisters, uncles, all manners of consanguines. Consanguines are those people who are related to you by blood, and affines, people related to you by marriage, has now reduced. We have totally sometimes, instead of the extended family, we have nucleated families. So you find that when individual passes on, the degree to which you have people related to you by blood in the urban centers may not be there. So in such cases, depending on your standing in life, standing in position in society, you may find that they are all manners of mourners, most of the time not hired by the family, but brought in by your friends or your social network to be able to show your worth.
Back in Rabua, grief fills the air as the coffin is lowered into the grave. For family and friends, it's a chance to bid a final farewell to their loved one. For others, it's just another day at the office. Alan Lee, SBS News.